do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. I hope everybody's doing good. If you're wondering what that sound in the background is, it's the sound of life. Just life happening on a Sunday, what is it? Sunday afternoon?
Afternoon?
Yeah.
Football.
Football. Yeah. Football. Soccer.
And today we're joined by Ronaldo Mora.
Rolando Mora.
Oh my God. What did I say?
Ronaldo.
God, I'm thinking of Rolando. Jesus Christ, dude.
That's nicer, though. I like that.
Everybody, it's okay.
Hector Jimenez.
That's it. That's right. Mine nice and clear.
Jesus. Roland. Roland Mora.
Roland Mora.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to edit that out. We're going to cut this off later.
Cool.
What is up, guys? Thank you guys for coming out. You guys are both the host of Arrogant Observer.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's our baby.
Yeah,
that's our love child.
A love child.
Love child.
I mean, I hope by this point people on Instagram and YouTube have kind of gotten an idea of what you guys are creating, because it's some really cool stuff. And like I was telling Hector before the show, it's for sure really inspiring and just fucking cool to see that. You guys are highlighting areas in the communities, just in the Los Angeles area, that are bringing fucking that culture together, you know? And I think it's powerful what you guys are doing with a sense of comedy. You know, it's funny and it's very engaging.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's always been the plan. Sort of a little history, a little bit, but jokes. I think we're always sort of trying to make each other laugh. At least I'm always trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, Hector's more the jokester.
Jokester?
Jokester.
This was the scholar right here.
Yeah, no, I'm not the scholar. I'm just the guy that holds the camera and tries to come up with shit at the end.
Yeah. I saw this skit that you guys had on the Southgate episode where you're like, oh, we're going to climb the wall or the post office.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I was expecting you guys to start climbing, and then you see the fucking, you know, you guys figured the little gif and shit, like moving, and I was like, dude. You guys got me with that one.
Yeah.
But no, that's cool. I really do appreciate that. And like I was telling him as well, like, you know, I like to bring people onto the show that just kind of, again, showcase the talent that's going around here and the interest that we have. You know, there's a lot of creative people around here that always wanted, like, have the need to be able to find something that they can call home or at least can relate to, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the biggest parts is around here. You know, this is a community we all grew up in here for the most part. And it's important to kind of, you know, showcase what the hell is going on around here.
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
We
yeah.
started off sort of going everywhere. We have episodes in Calabasas, we have episodes in Temple City, where we're sort of like, let's do different places. But recently we've been like, let's stick to where Sella. We started. Yeah, let's stick where we started and then like build the base from there.
Now, is the goal with, like, I know your kind of, like, title says there's 88 cities in Los Angeles, and you guys are trying to delve deep into them. Like, is that for sure still, like, a goal that you guys are attempting to do?
Yeah. Yeah. We talk about it. Sometimes we sort of, like, hey, maybe should we change it? But I think I still feel like, one city, one at a time.
One at a time. It's just time always is
against us.
Yeah, it's always against us, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or else if it was, like, a perfect time for everything or whatever, we had a perfect world for us or whatever, we would just do it probably in a year or two.
Yeah. Or shoot them all and then
edit them.
Spend a year editing. Yeah.
And just edit them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's cool. Yeah, that's another thing we were talking about, just like the way you guys, in your workflow at this point, you've created content that you guys can spread out over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And still push, you know, that same thing and kind of keep people engaged without them have thinking like, hey, where did they go?
Yeah. No, we get lost in that, you know, so right now we just got into this workflow, I feel, and it's kind of working, especially for, or I guess, like, in general, what's happening or whatever. We have we teamed up with Delos on a little, you know, side project or whatnot.
Oh, nice.
And it's definitely working now, you know. It's more organization, and it's definitely
they put a little fire under our feet, I think, just because it's LA Times, you know. It's sort of a little bit more of a legitimacy, so we feel like, hey, this is real. We gotta focus, seriously do it. Hey, open a spreadsheet. We gotta open a spreadsheet, dog. We gotta make a spreadsheet.
They basically started a fire underneath you guys. Yeah, fucking step up to that. No, that's cool. But again, that just shows that others are seeing the value in the content, right? And that's key. Because, I mean, anybody can create content, but, like, what kind of content are you creating, and are you providing value to people's fucking lives, right? And again, like, that's when I started catching up on the episodes. I think at this point you guys have like 9 or something.
Yeah, Compton, right? Is 10.
Yeah. Compton is
10.
And that's the one that's incoming, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're sort of slowly releasing those little clips.
Okay.
Again, life is just getting, it's not that it's bad. It's just we got kids. We got plans for their kids for summer. They're out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And that like puts a little dent on the work for our personal projects or whatnot. Yeah. So, I mean, after summer, maybe once everything goes back to normal for our kids, I should say, maybe we'll have more extra time, way more extra time, yeah.
To kind of move around.
Yeah, just to do more, yeah, yeah.
In terms of, like, the idea, like, where did this come from? Like, what was the fucking thing that was like, you know what, we got to do this?
I think we were just sitting, we were editing something, remember? We were just sitting there together, and then I feel like, honestly, for me, a lot of it was we were both really into Eric Andre.
We're definitely
really into Eric Andre, and we were like, hey, let's do some kind of Eric Andre thing, but like with real history, and like, and so we've sort of like turned that volume down a little bit, like, all right, less Eric Andre, but like still like let's be stupid, let's do jokes, but like some sincerity, which I think Roland though, he's really good at, like, he's I feel like he's our moral compass. He's sort of like, hey, but what the fuck are we doing? This is nothing. We're not fucking, you know, this is, what are we doing? And like, okay, let's try to keep it. Whereas I'm sort of like, let's just be funny all the fucking time. Look at this lady's fucking face. Let's record her face. He's like, nah, man. What is that? That's nothing. What are we doing? So we've, it's taken us some time to find a rhythm, I think, in each other's style. And sort of like, I'm not a very good, personally, I've never felt like I'm a really good group project person. Like, it's always like, just let me do it by myself or I'm, you know, whatever. So we've been sort of struggling with the rhythm of like, what do we do? How do we do it? Is it your style? Is it my style? And I think like this last year, we've really sort of like, this is it. This is what we do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
That's cool, man. It's because, I mean, at that point, it establishes, it becomes part of you too. You know, it's something that we take the time out of our own day, out of our own fucking just energy, just to kind of make it happen and put it together.
Yeah, and I think the, we started in 2018. I'm not sure when, but in 2018, and the pandemic kind of put a dent, like, in our production time. We literally took, like...
Yeah, I put out a book.
I put out a book because
I was just sending it home.
Yeah. So it was, like, we started Bell, like, in 2019, and we finished it in...
22?
No, we started in 2020, like, right before the pandemic hit, and we finished it, like, in 2022.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that put a big dent on us. We could have been doing more, but I think we were just all... dealing with, I guess, just the repercussions of having the pandemic or whatever. Yeah,
but it's funny because that really, to me, cemented the value of what we're doing, because there's stuff that we had planned on shooting in Bell that once the pandemic was over, it was gone.
Yeah, that's true.
And
it was
like businesses just
there's a really famous boxing gym called Azteca Boxing.
I think
Macho Camacho is not there anymore. It's gone. Oh, wow. They didn't make it through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went in before the pandemic, and we shot a lot of times early on too, we would just shoot, like, Roland would just start rolling as soon as you walk into the building before we're asking permission, like, hey, just start rolling and we'll get something and we'll make a joke out of it or something, because we got to get something. We have to acknowledge the place exists, even if they don't give us permission. We have to, like, show that it's there. So we went in and we shot, and it's literally just a recording of me being rejected, like them being like, no está el manager, otro día, and like, all right, and like that's the last recorded footage of that fucking gym. Like, damn, we captured it, and it's like, there's a bar that we shot in Temple City where the lady was like, "We're getting slaughtered by the breweries. We're getting slaughtered by the breweries. Like, nobody wants to be in these dark sort of Moe's Tavern sort of places anymore." And he's like, "These places are
like a dive bar.
Yeah, dive bars.
But I mean, it wasn't a dive bar. It was just a bar for them, right? It was just a regular bar. Yeah. But it then like." At some point, it became locked into this style of like, oh, if it's dark and there's no windows, it's this kind of bar.
Yeah.
So she was like, yeah, it's disappearing. These things are disappearing. And that's sort of been my motivation besides the jokes. Is like, let's get these places before they disappear. Because, you know, brick and mortar, everybody's under attack with this brick and mortar. I'm sure the Walmarts are going to fucking disappear in fucking 10 years. So it's like anything and everything we can get.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, because I mean, I mentioned earlier, I'm from the city of Cudahy, and that area, and just in itself, right? My parents have been there since '98, so I kind of saw the neighborhood kind of adapt to, you know, the commercial businesses coming in and all this stuff. And like you mentioned, it's like these little shops that kind of were staples in your community growing up, and they're like, whoa, they're just getting wiped out. And it's not always like, I mean, it's a bad thing. I mean, I'm sure they have their reasons sometimes for closing, either whether good or bad, but it still changes the landscape of the way things are viewed, you know? And that's what sometimes is a little saddening. You know, it's like, holy shit, like, this is not the place I used to know type of deal, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely sad. And like he said, it's cool that we managed to get those clips just to save as much, I mean, just put out as much as we could, you know, for each whatever venue or whatever we go to, you know, whatever establishment we go to. Yeah.
Do you feel like you guys being through all this stuff now, you know, going to different areas and kind of seeing how real, you know, real people, like, I'll call them real people, because sometimes what you see on media isn't just a real interpretation of what life is, right? But now, you guys actually go to these places and meet these people, talk to them, like, has it made you guys appreciate, like, what you do and just the community involvement in itself?
Yeah, I think we've recently shifted more towards the people too. I mean, commercial businesses. I mean, I don't want to just make videos of commercial places either, because we're just making ads. So we did start shifting. I think when we did Bell Gardens, we started like just interviewing. I remember once we were in a car and some car pulled up next to us, and we just sort of jumped out and started talking to them. And it's like, hey, let's just jump out on people and like talk to them and see what happens. And that sort of shifted us a little bit, like, hey, the people also make the city, and like it's they're not going to be distinctly Southgate people, but you know, we talk to somebody and they're going to tell us something, they're just as much there as the library is or whatever. So so the people sort of, I think we also managed to capture a vibe of our times, not just that city, but a vibe of our times.
I like that.
So that that's sort of what we're doing a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely love kicking it with tios and tias at the bar right after they get out of work. And, you know, just trying to stay as long as possible so they could feel comfortable with us. And then just capturing them, you know, having a good time. Mm-hmm. Like Bell Gardens, we had the Theo. Let's just call him Theo. Fucking getting down with karaoke. That was gold.
Yeah, that was gold.
I shouldn't say that. But
I struggle with
making fun of people because I think it's wrong or whatever, certain aspects of it, especially when they feel at home, you know, at that place, and they're like enjoying it, and it's just like, fuck yeah, it's just be myself, you know, I'm being myself, I'm enjoying it, whatever, you know, and I'm like
Roland, look at this fool's fucking face. Yeah. Look at this fool's face, record it.
Zoom in.
Record his face.
But it's cool though. I mean, it's cool to kick it with people like that. Yeah.
No, it's for sure a cool balance. Like I said, there's a nice balance between what you guys are doing. It's informational and it's comedic at the same time. And it's just, again, like, I think memes, the reason they're so powerful in our culture is because you can relate to them and they're funny.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, when you capture that in other types of content, it's like, dude, that's, you know, it hits you in the right places.
Yeah. That's the hope. That's always the hope. It's like, hey, like, it's, We are talking about something. That's sort of what I think what took us away from the Eric Andre thing is like Eric Andre's he's never actually saying anything. He's just sort of joking around. And I feel like it allows us to sort of feel a little bit better about what we're doing. And it's like, hey, we really are trying to say something. We are really trying to bring attention to things that we think really are interesting. But sometimes I want to abandon all that for the joke. Like, hey, let's just do the joke. Let's just do the joke.
Yeah.
And sometimes I win, and sometimes Roland wins. And then sometimes Roland wants to go for the joke, and I'm like, nah, man, this, you know, I feel like we do have a fairly similar sense of humor, but then we have this veto process of like, nah, that doesn't work. That doesn't work, or it's not funny, or it's whatever. And like, you know, I feel like if I were doing this by myself, I would not have made it this far. I think you know, we would have, it would have been too dumb or whatever. Like, we have a really good dynamic where our taste, it's almost like, I think a lot of times, like, we're in a band, and it's like, oh, like, the musical taste that he has influences the sound of the band, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just a solo act, you know?
In terms of, like, content creation for you guys, like, how does that process usually work? Because, I mean, you mentioned earlier, like, you spent for the Compton episode, like, five, almost 6 days just fucking filming and then just fucking doing their, I guess, research too, right?
Yeah. We start with research. I feel like Facebook is sort of dead now. It's a weird sort of space. I feel the same way. But we used to start hitting up a lot of the communities online and saying like, hey, what should we cover? What's important? What are the places that you... Because that's the people that are going to have it. And I'm always sort of looking for like the more rare, the better. Like, I want to hear the ghost stories. I want to hear, like, all the, like, oh, there was some fucking actor that fucking shot himself, or, you know, whatever crazy things. Like, I want, there's, I always think of this, that right here in Linwood, there's a guy that was named Knife Man.
Oh, yeah.
I only know about Knife Man because I grew up here. Because we grew up here, yeah. I feel like if you didn't grow up here, you didn't know about Knife Man. But everybody who grew up here at that time period, like, they knew about Knife Man. This is a real person. And it's like, I'm always looking for that guy in every city. Like, what's the guy that, like, nobody knows about because there's no, nobody talked about it, or nobody thought it was interesting enough to cover? And that's sort of the goal, is sort of find those you know.
So definitely he has different things of, I mean, by doing research, he has different
approaches
to it. Yeah. I think I like Facebook a little bit just for promotion, because you have the, you know, let's just say, you know, you have old, the older, slightly older generation from me and him that like to chatter in there, you know, they love that, and they thrive in that, especially in the Facebook groups, and I feel like that's pretty popular there for that generation. But yeah, for research, I'm just fucking pull out Google Maps and just look at whatever.
Yeah, he does Google Maps a lot, and we found some really good stuff too. It's like, he'll be on Street View, just like walking down the street, and like, hey, look at this place. Like, oh, what the fuck is that? Dude,
that's right. You could do that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
But I think nothing beats, a lot of times we show up to shoot a city, and like, we'll just drive around for an hour.
Yeah, that works as well.
That nothing beats, like, just go to the place and like, being look there. Around. What's going on here? Look at where all the people are gathering. Look at where, and like, that sort of, most of the research.
Right now we're aiming in a different direction for the, I want to say, the next episode, and it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a little slightly different, but that was an idea we talked about a long time ago, and we're gonna try to make it come true. See what happens.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, so it's pretty much just sitting down somewhere and really talking to people. That's
more.
Basically,
I think we're shifting to people oriented a lot more.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because it's always random with people. Like, you don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's where a lot of fun happens. I mean, you get reactions. But then you get people that, you know, we were right here in Southgate, right? We're at the Firestone Factory, and we're like, we don't know what we're doing. We're just getting B-roll. Like, all right, let's just shoot it. And then
some random dude just comes out
in the bicycle.
But Roland is the one that's like, that's the thing. We have a dynamic. We really, like, you downplay what you're doing, but he we have a dynamic. I was just thinking about this. I haven't told you. I almost feel like I'm a pit bull and Roland's the guy holding the chain. And he's like, sick. And he just sends me to fucking places. Like, he just sends me like, go right there. Like, he's sort of more observant about stuff like that. And he saw the guy in the bike and he's like, go, that guy. And I'm like, and I just went and started just talking to him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Yeah. I just know I get excited like a fucking dog and like, all right, go.
And I like how the guy stops like so abruptly and he starts like talking to you guys.
That he knew, but he ended up knowing about the things, and he knew about tires, and you know, he had that sense of humor about himself, and it worked out.
Yeah, and that's what's cool, because again, you're capturing for sure that raw interaction with the people, you know, because people like to tailor. I mean, I for sure, in any type of content creation, right, you still gotta edit, you still gotta kind of splice stuff, and oh, that's too long, you know.
Definitely.
But again, it's you're still capturing real life, like real fucking stories, you know, and that's something that you don't often see too much of. So it's cool when you're like, you know, you go to the fucking pupuseria and the ladies are like, oh, what do you like? And she's like, revueltas. Okay, cool. You know, that's some fucking real shit there.
And going back to that question of how we started, I remember talking to him about like what I wanted to do as well. It was more like talking to people and just like getting different perspectives as to like what's rough in life right now, you know, just stuff like that. And somehow we're going in that direction, but like in the arrogant observer way, you know, which is pretty cool, because it's like, I wanted to do this, but I didn't know how. What even?
Neither of us knew. I think neither of us knew what we were doing. Like it's sort of like a band. We were just sort of jamming and jamming, and like they were making trash music and jamming and jamming. And then recently, it's like, oh, this is our sound. This is our sound. And now it's like, this is our sound. This is our sound.
Exactly.
I think one thing we've recently really learned is like, it's the people that really make the best stuff. And it's almost like if we can avoid what we're there to shoot, that's the better stuff. Like we just did this vegan restaurant in Compton, and we made it a point, like, let's not talk about the restaurant. Like, let's try to get his own life stuff out. Like, let's get other, you know, as much other stuff as we could, because it's like, that'll be the more interesting stuff. Because they get, I feel like people get into their heads when you, when they're talking about their business, like, oh,
oh,
if,
yeah,
if you're like, hey, tell me about your taco place, and they'll just be like, oh, like, they get like, how am I presenting the business, blah 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 blah. Yeah. Whereas you're like, hey, what do you think about the fucking Dodgers? And then they'll suddenly be like, no, ese pinche, whatever, yeah, the fucking, like,
yeah,
they open up a little bit differently. So, yeah, but at the same time, we get to showcase the place and just talk about something else. So, so it works out, like.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, because, you know, yeah, I was at the conference yesterday and people were like, what's your podcast about? And I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
trying to, but you're trying to say something and it just ends up, you hear yourself a lot and you're like, that just sounds like everybody else's
yeah,
thing, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I see what you're saying. So that makes fucking sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had mentioned earlier that, at least for yourself, like, it's helped you improve your, like, your way you communicate, or how do I say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm fairly introverted, I think. Mm-hmm. I part of this was wanting to challenge myself to, like, hey, let's I hate the idea of just going up to people and just saying some shit, you know? Like, I never even did the dating thing, like, any of that whole fucking just go talk to somebody, fuck that, I hate that. Yeah. And so I did sort of make this as a challenge, like, hey, let's just go in there. But it was hard at the beginning. I remember a lot of our stuff was so, I feel like I watch it and it's like so awkward, even here at Balam. Like, I remember when we first came, like, I'm trying really hard to be funny, but I feel like I'm really second guessing myself, and like, and it's definitely helped me sort of like just go look like an idiot. Just go look like an idiot. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Like, you're gonna get some good stuff. You're gonna at least, at the very least, I can look over to Roland and see him fucking laughing. Like, all right, yeah, I got one fucking person laughing. That's fine. You know?
Yeah.
How about yourself, man? Do you feel like you've always been kind of able to just go up to people, type of deal?
I feel like it just depends on the day or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I feel comfortable going up to people. This stage of my life, I'm more introverted for sure. And right now, even looking at myself in the camera is just like fucking, I feel like an imposter, because I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Who's that guy?
Yeah,
who's
like, what's going on here? You know, it's just like you question everything, and then it's just like, I don't know, I need more time. Like, if I were to come out in the camera, it's just, I just always feel weird, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it helps me just see him getting out there, and then I'm just like, yeah, I want to try it, I want to try it. But I'm like, ah, I don't know. He's doing good. He's like, let him do it. He's doing good. Yeah, let's just keep pushing. Yeah, and but yeah, dude. I mean, to me, it's like the ideas. As long as the ideas flow, I mean, in one direction, I'm happy. You know, I'm not gonna be like, hey, let's change it up or whatever. So. Everything's fun for me right now. Yeah.
No, that's cool. I mean, because I'm introverted as hell, man. Like, you know, anytime I have a conversation with somebody, there's like these jitters that I get. I'm just like, all right, cool. Take the deep breaths.
It's fine. This is fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
And then yesterday when I did the conference, it was my first time going up like in a panel type of thing, and had, you know, this is probably too much information for some people, but I had taken like a small microdose of some fucking shrooms that some guy had sold me days ago.
Well done.
Good. So I was like, okay, I'm too anxious, I'm just gonna pop one. And the moment I got there, like 2 hours later, I'm just like calm. I saw myself in the camera afterwards. I saw a video and I'm just like randomly smiling. I was like, all right, maybe I should keep my face straight next time.
Yeah.
But you know, I was able to overcome that, and I feel like at this point, like, it's just like a way I grew into myself a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Like, feel more comfortable in my own body and just kind of being able to present things to people now. So I feel like, you know, it's always important to kind of keep pushing or chipping away at these things that sometimes kind of hold us back, you know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. He's improved like tenfold over from the first episode to now, you know what I mean? The general direction of this whole show is just like jitters in general, like to work on ourselves, right?
Yeah.
It's like a project for ourselves as well, you know. It's like he said, you know, I noticed back then it was just like you said, you know, he's always second guessing himself. I feel the same way about doing a lot of things too, but just keep pushing, you know, and that helps us a lot. I feel like he's always the idea man in the end, you know what I mean? Like, let's just keep pushing.
Nah, that's not true. That's not true. I'm the fucking pit bull. You're the guy with the pit bull.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I feel like, honestly, the recording part is just one part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just one part of it.
The
biggest obstacle is those first 30 seconds. Those first 30 seconds, because we pre-plan, because it's hard. A lot of people, they're not responsive. They don't respond to emails and texts and things like that. Mm-hmm. So for the most part, most of the people, we're meeting them and we're recording like 30 seconds in. So a lot of times, most of the time, yeah. It's like that. Because that's just how, and we don't have the time. Mm-hmm. Again, for pre-production and sort of setting things up, we don't have the time for that. We don't have the schedule for that. So we just show up, and like a lot of times, I feel like we've mastered that.
Yeah.
More than
that's
anybody.
Cool,
like,
man.
I almost feel like we have like a good cop, bad cop thing. Like we walk in and we immediately know which one of us has to talk to them. Uh-huh. Without having to say it.
Yeah.
Like Roland will just start talking. I'm like, yeah, that was you. That was you. Like, I knew Roland was going to connect with them much more effectively than I was. You know what I mean? And then, okay. And it's helped just business interactions. Just going into an office and like talking to a manager or talking to a secretary. Like, now it's just like, oh, it's fucking easy as hell. Because we're constantly like, run in with a camera and like, hey, what do you think about pineapples or like some stupid shit, and they're like, but like, you know just
what also helps is the rejection, right? Like the whole process of getting rejected, like it helps you just open up even more. It's like you don't want to get rejected, but it's cool too, because you're like, okay, let's just move on, you know. It's like, cool.
Mm-hmm. Or not just that, but rejection is the best thing we're gonna get that day. Like a lot of rejections are too, so beautiful. Like we just started doing the Delos things where we're interviewing people on the streets, and like my favorite ones are when, like, first of all, we learned right away, you don't ask them if you can interview them.
Yeah.
Like, okay. If you ask them if you interview them, they're going to be like, oh, what are you doing? What is this for? If you just hit them with a question right away, they'll answer. Because you ask them a question. Yeah. You ask them a question, and they'll answer right away. So, it's definitely sort of learned, like, how to deal with people and how to interact and how to sort of get them comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people comfortable, that's sort of, I feel like what we've gotten really good at is like getting people comfortable right away.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah.
for sure key, because like you said, you know, it's easy for them to just be like, and just like kind of want to walk away. And
those are good too. That's kind of what did it, I think, is me knowing like, hey, if this fails, the failure is going to be beautiful. Like it's going to be a beautiful failure. Like
that's what I was mentioning to him earlier, that I've seen in some of the videos where you guys are going to go into a spot, but then for some reason they kind of like say no to you or whatever. You know, you still find a way to kind of fit that what you guys did in there and plug it in a funny way. And it's like, dude, that's that's a cool way to approach your rejection.
Yeah.
I think what helps with that is like, you know, there's a lot of people who do this kind of thing, but they go to guaranteed successes, like we're going to go to the fucking Griffith Observatory, or we're going to go to the Hollywood Bowl or something. That's like, yeah, obviously it's going to be a success. It's gonna be, and I think because we're limited to cities, because we're limited to like, this is the place, this is like that, we have to do these things, so we end up like forcing ourselves to find a way to show that, you know. The Warner Grand, to me, like, you know, I'm sort of a little bit of a film buff, and like one of the three Warner Brothers theaters that were built in LA was an HP.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't have that footage. We went in, we asked them, they wouldn't get us. Now they're like, well, we gotta do mm-hmm. something, because it's history, it's part of it. So I think forcing ourselves to do the city forces us to like find something. Again, we're in El Segundo, and like they have a water tower. We always sort of like water towers.
Yeah, with the drone.
So this fool comes and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go get the drone. Like, yeah, that's great, we'll get some drone footage. And then like it ends up like, oh, I couldn't get it, but we gotta acknowledge the water tower. Yeah. We have to do so it forces us into this window of like, well, you gotta do something, because you're, you know, how are you gonna do El Segundo and you don't acknowledge the water tower? So I think that forces us to like have to create, have to invent, because we're doing this city, you know what I mean? As compared to like, it forces us to be creative, because if we're honestly gonna represent a city, we have to do something. We have to do something about that library. If you're from Southgate, you know that library. Mm-hmm. You have to know that library. You've driven by it tons of times, and it's sort of like, well, we got to do something. Mm-hmm. Got to do something. You know?
Yeah.
That shit was fun. Again, I'm telling you, all your episodes are fucking hilarious, guys. I'm not going to lie. I was rewatching earlier. I was making the carne asada too, the fucking party.
Yeah.
I was rewatching some of the clips you guys uploaded for, what was it? The City of Southgate. And I was like, these guys are cracking me up.
Yeah, cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of times where we're sort of cracking up. Like, we walk away, or we barely manage to not, like, laugh in the face, because we're just having such a good time with what's happening.
Do you guys see like a common theme in like the community or the cities that you've so far been into or recorded out of? Like, do you think there's any common themes that you see from the people or like something that they say or?
I think we've definitely felt is like, oh, the older the people, the more interesting it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Like young people have a sort of, they have a place in entertainment and society, but like they're gonna give a sort of generic answers. I feel like older people, especially like older Spanish speaking people, like that's the gold. Those are gold nuggets. That's like all the good stuff. But even older, like older African American people, like older Asian people, like. Your favorite one is the Temple City when we started playing that kickball thing, right? Like,
yeah, that was pretty good.
Older people, they're just sort of more interesting, and they're more like, no, this, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I'll just tell you whatever the hell I'm thinking. All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would say if we have a theme, it's that the old people in these cities are some of the more interesting. But honestly, also I think another thing is just. You know, one of the early things that we came up with, we were trying to push the slogan of be local. Like, that's sort of the thing that I've found is, like, these people, they live in these cities. These are places. These are not just sort of, you know, borders. Like, this is their city. So they're sort of hyper-aware of what's going on in that little sort of section of their city. And, we try to show that.
In general, also another thing that I noticed is just like small businesses. It's always more interesting highlighting those because just showing the local community, just being there. You know, that's where we get the most of our content. It's just small businesses. That's it. That's all I can think about right now.
Yeah, when we can.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't let us. Sometimes they don't want. Roland was trying to get. What was it? Manny's Bikes?
Yeah, Manny's
Bikes. And Compton. Oh, the guy,
the guy was just busy, and I think he was just focused on the previous content, maybe, that, like, it just shined a different light, maybe, and the only time I think we went, he just had somebody cleaning right away. I was like, oh, no, we're not trying to highlight, you know,
anything. We're not going to show the floor, pool.
Yeah, we're not trying to show, you know, anything negative. We're just trying to get a conversation going. And he was just like, nah, call me back like in a week or something. So I was
okay.
Yeah, I was like, it's cool. Don't worry, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it because they're like, oh, this is my image. I want to.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can get a little weird, I guess, for sure, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. We get a lot of stuff. What ends up on the final episode is maybe 20% of what we shoot. Like, we get rid of a lot of stuff. Yeah. So we do edit. We do spend a lot of time on edit.
Do you guys? Is that something you guys been doing as a like career? Is that what you guys do, like editing, fucking, like film?
I mean, Roland does. He's had some deadlines. He's had some deadlines. Yeah,
I'm a photographer and videographer for weddings and stuff like that.
We both
work for the city. Well, independently, but we work for the city of Linwood. Mm-hmm. We do on occasion videos for promotional things and. He's also done like previous work doing films and stuff like that, you know.
We started doing a Kickstarter funded web series.
Yeah.
We started in making movies and stuff like that at the beginning.
Oh, cuz that's
a couple music videos we did.
Oh yeah, we've done a couple of music videos. Yeah.
So we both edit, which is sort of another rhythm that we've learned to sort of keep cuz
cuz I mean it's just you two guys, right?
That's it.
Yeah,
and
our
that's
wives.
Cool.
And our wives are like, no.
Yeah. Well, yeah, without them, shout out to them. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do any of this. Trust me. It'd be hard.
I mean, it's cool because, I mean, you know, at least in your guys' case, there's still another, like, person to kind of bounce ideas off.
And,
like, for a lot of people's projects, it's just so, like, you know, my stuff is just so, and people are like, hey, you and your team, good job. And I was like, no, this is me, you know? Like, I do everything, you know, and it can be exhausting, too, you know, just having to schedule, time management and all this stuff, you know? So
it's actually harder with two people. Scheduling is actually harder with two people. But what's easier for me is the doubt. Is this good? Is this not good? Because I have somebody else like, hey, is this good? And they'd be like, nah, it's fucking dumb. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. It's immediately out of the way.
It's fine. It's fine. Because, you know, you have your... Yeah. So it definitely, for me, that's been the big advantage for me is that I have another creative collaborator to sort of like bounce ideas off. Because otherwise you're in this echo chamber and I feel like I'll get into like... I mean, I do stuff on my own, but I'm always sort of like, what is this, or where are we at, or, you know, and like now it's much easier to sort of get past that. Is this good? Is this not good?
Yeah.
Is this useful? Do we keep this? Like, because we all have different tastes and we can sort of discuss. We've learned how to fucking talk it out and like, no, man, or fight for shit. Like, this is funny. This is good. This is absolutely good.
Yeah.
Like, no. Right now we're talking about the Compton Airport clip and like, you know, that's a hotly discussed topic.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, you guys are doing some good stuff. Like, it's really, again, it's inspiring just to see your town in on the screen, basically.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
I think so
just
too.
You're representing it, and then it's cool. Like, oh hell yeah, they're fucking talking about my town. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
and we'll get to Cudahy too soon.
Yeah.
I know. I was about to start
asking.
What would you
list this for Cudahy? What would you say?
There's I think it's called La Tripa Veloz. It's like some fucking taco spot. And then we've got Lugo Park. There's fucking... Cudahy's so small. It's kind of hard
yeah,
to...
Yeah, it is.
So small, and I can't even think of fucking places.
Yeah, yeah. The borders are sort of tight.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to get back to you guys on that.
Yeah.
You know, because I got to think about that. What represents Cudahy?
I'm sure some fans will come out and say something, too.
Yeah.
How did you forget this fucking...
I know. I thought you were fucking real fucking...
How did you forget about the scene from the Marisco spot, boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's cool again, guys. I mean, you're still consistent with the work. Even I know you guys are going to be taking off a couple of weeks, but you still get a fucking chance to kind of push your content and again, get as many people as possible to just look at it, appreciate where they're coming from, and just be like, you know what? I want my, you know, reach out to you guys and be like, I want my city out there, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
We get that in the comments now. A lot more like, hey, when are you going to do Vernon? When are you going to do this one? Like, oh, that's cool. People get excited about their city. Which is great. I mean, you know, our first one was Linwood. I mean, I don't live in Linwood anymore. But to me, that was sort of the impetus. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, like, let's do the one city that we know we love, that we know what it's like. We know what it like. You know, we want to inspire a love for your own city. If anything, like, you know, hopefully somebody's, you know, moving to a new city and they can watch the clips and like, all right, well, what's going on around here, like. We can provide that service. It's like, hey, this is what it's like. You're going to run into this lady on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember growing up, I mean, you know, high school people are about to go to college and all this shit. They're like, oh, I'm going to leave my city. I'm going to go somewhere else. Like, I don't want to be in Cudahy or Bell or whatever, or Southeast LA. And it's like, cool, you know, people have the right to do whatever they want.
Exactly.
But at some point, you know, you still got to remember where you come from. You know, like, that's the place that kind of brought you up and, you know, the environment that made you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of always good to be like, you know what, appreciate where that community is trying to build, you know?
Yeah. It is kind of sad seeing a lot of friends like downplay where they're from too, you know?
Downplay, yeah.
And it's just their perspective, you know? It's cool. I mean, I respect it to a certain extent, you know? I still live in Linwood. You know, I was living in Long Beach and then I moved back to Linwood. Much cheaper for me right now. But besides that, I mean, if anything, you know, I want to, I would love to be more part of the city or whatever. Just like, what do you call it?
The building, the maintenance, the growing, the growth.
Yeah, the growth, you know, just try to help it out as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Give as much as I can when I can or whatnot. But I mean, obviously, I can't be more...
civic minded?
Yeah, civic minded, exactly. I can't go to city council meetings. I don't have time for all that, but... It's definitely something.
But you have.
I have, yeah,
you
yeah.
Have.
I even went for Compton. I went for the
that's right.
Yeah, city council meetings. It's definitely like an eye opening experience seeing the people in charge of your city, you know, and how they drive it essentially, you know, like it's kind of trippy. But I mean, I don't even want to downplay it. My whole point is it's. I wish I had more time to do that as well, you know?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. But I understand as well when friends like downplay it as well. It whatever, you know?
I always think it's like I always compare your native city to your mom. Like, you can be frustrated. Like, not your specific mom.
I'm gonna call her right now. No. Mom.
But the idea of like, to me, like my mom, like I love her. I love her to my bones. But at the same time, there's moments where I'm like, fuck, you frustrate me so fucking much.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why do you have to be that way? And it's like, that's the city. It's like, I love this fucking city. Yeah. But sometimes it's like,
I can still be mad at it. I can still fucking like hate and be frustrated and like fuck this shit. Yeah. But at the same time, like, but it's always gonna be your fucking mom. It's always like you can't not have a fucking mom. Like, you can be mad at something and still love it. You can absolutely do that. That's a valid way to exist, you know? Like, I feel that way all the time. I always say, I am who I am because and despite of Linwood.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's it. Like, there was something that I had to survive, and there was something that, like, it nourished me with, right? Like, it, like everybody else, you know? There's people that fucking, that bother you, that make problems for you, but at the same time, they give you love, and, you know, that's everything. I don't know. Yeah.
No, I completely get that sentiment.
Yeah.
It's your mom, dude. It's your mom.
The mom comparison?
It's your mom.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
sorry. I'm a little zapped right now. We went to... We're still trying to finish the Compton episode, but we went to go do some stuff. Could we say that or what it is or no?
Yeah. I think we just don't give the address.
Yeah, we went to go try out pajaretes or pajaretes in Spanish or whatever in the city of Compton at 5 in the morning. So we went over there. Gosh. I think he got a nap already in, but I still had to work for, like, do a little photo session. Uh-huh. And, I'm back right now. I'm relaxing right now.
Drinks.
I wish I could drink right now, but that pajarete kind of messed me up, dude.
You know what was fucking goat smell. Buck wild about this morning, though?
Yeah.
We're you know, because I had gone before, but I didn't take down the address. Cause it's a house, right? You don't know anything. So we show up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I think it's this house. It's sort of word of mouth. It's totally word of mouth. There's no fucking sign. Obviously, they're doing sketchy shit, so they can't really show it. So we're just walking down the street, 5 in the morning. Sun hasn't fucking come up yet. And then we pass it. We're looking in the fucking every driveway because it's like, hopefully, there'll be a driveway that's open. There'll be a driveway that's open. We're walking in every driveway. We're walking. And we go to about 5 houses, and then one of the houses, the front door is just fucking wide open.
With the lights on. So some guy's doing the swinging dick fucking motion, just like butt naked.
No. Just this, like, probably 6 foot tall fucking butt naked man.
But we always saw it's just his ass. But
he's doing it to somebody. He's doing it to somebody. But it's like clearly, like, doesn't give a shit that the front door's open. Like, he's just like, and we're like, nah, I don't think the pajaretes are right there. Like, let's keep walking. Let's keep walking.
It's a different kind right there.
That's what the fuck.
Yeah, it was a moment. But you know.
That's one of the crazy shit that happened today.
I love about doing this shit is like we're out on foot in these cities and just these weird moments happen. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
So then we also got caught up. I got caught up because I wanted to record him getting the cup and then, you know, putting the shit or whatever.
We failed today.
Yeah, we failed. It was a good fail though. and the guy caught wind of what happened and he kind of came up almost like.
That you guys were recording it?
Yeah.
It was a delicate situation because they're doing sort of sketchy things. So I was like, hey, should we even bring the camera? So we talked to them. But it was sort of like
almost threatening us. Like, I'm going to kick your guys' ass or something. And I was like, no, dude. No, we're good. We're nowhere.
He's
like, well, then where are you from? I'm like, no, I'm from Linwood, dude. I'm like, we're just recording here, you know, because we wanted to capture the vibe. And he's like, well, he's talking about gastronomy shit. What the fuck does that mean?
Gastronomy?
Yeah.
I was trying to win him over. I was like, no, we're doing videos on food and, you know, culture.
And then he got annoyed with me. He's just like this motherfucker recorded while there was a money transaction. And I was like, yeah, and I acknowledged that, sir, and I stopped it right away. I'm like, I apologize. And then he just kind of delved up a little bit into, like, his manhood.
We chatted him up.
For a little bit, and then he took off, and then, you know, we were just drinking, and we're like, well, we're not going to leave because we're enjoying this. So then I was like, you know what, we got to go apologize or whatever. And then I was like, hey, you know, we came to apologize, you know, in Spanish. Venimos a disculpar, you know, no queríamos causar problemas con usted. And he was just like, well, you know, what you guys are doing is kind of wrong here. And I'm like, again, he dives into his livelihood. In other words, this is, you know, what do you expect me to burn my spot.
What do you expect
me to do? Like, pick up cans and shit, you know, when I have this, you know, you're going to burn my spot. And we're like, no, we totally understand, trying to keep it calm, you know, we're like, and then he opened up. And that was beautiful. Yeah, he opened up, and then he started talking about his dogs, about the history of the place. And I wish we could have recorded all that. It would have been dope. But
we're still learning.
Yeah.
We're still learning.
Yeah,
exactly.
But he almost threatened us the first time we had that little interaction. He's like, oh, we know where you're from, you know. We know who you are, you know. You know, that's how people get fucked up around
let
here.
Let me find out you guys fucking posted this shit.
Yeah, like, that's how people get fucked up. We're like, no, we're good, dude. We're good.
Yeah.
We're good, man. We're not gonna
But what's funny on top of that is that we're drinking. So we're also getting a little loose in ourselves. Like, nah, man, you ain't gonna fuck it. Like, we started getting fucking like, alcohol didn't help.
Yeah, alcohol doesn't help. But in this the end,
and it's 5 in the morning.
If I was about to say five in the morning.
5 in the morning.
Like, I just woke up, maybe. Like,
no, I think
he's a viejito. Yeah,
he was old.
He had a neatly trimmed mustache. Yeah, he was fresh. Guy looked fresh.
Hell yeah, yeah. He was cool. I mean, he just thought we were like a threat to his livelihood. You know, about how he makes a little bit of cash. It's not a lot, but it's the place is awesome. If you guys know what it is,
if you know the spot.
It.
You know the spot.
You know the spot. Yeah. We can't. Don't we're not gonna talk about our Arrogant Observer, but if you know the spot,
send me a message though. I want to know.
Yeah.
Well, we got the address this time. Yeah, we do. Remember it. If you want to see the butt naked man, we'll send you that address.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's hilarious. Yeah. You guys, I'm assuming that wasn't caught on camera. Huh?
No,
that would have been rolling. Funny.
No, he was just like, "Oh shit!" I was like, "What?" I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "All right, let's keep walking."
He was dancing.
Yeah.
Shaking it. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Well, I mean, before we start wrapping this up, like, what are you guys' future, like, plans for the rest of the year? Is that, like, just to continue just pushing that content out?
Yeah. Like, so we're going to try and shift to, I don't know if it's going to work. We're going to try and shift to, like, a talk show sort of format.
Part of it, probably.
Yeah. You'll see. You'll see. It'll be a little different.
It's probably just going to be a segment for now. Yeah, and if it picks up, we'll keep adding to it. Yeah, I think like one thing I learned with him, it's like we're always constantly evolving with our ideas, and it's just you just have to be open to new ideas, just to see what actually catches wind. You know what I mean? Whatever kind of helps you propel a little bit more. So, I mean, I'm always open to new ideas, and it's the best, especially when we both sit down and we talk about it, and like in the end it just works, you know what I mean? Yeah. I fucking love that. Yeah, it's just like, fuck, I thought it wasn't gonna work, you know, and it's in the end you're like, hell yeah.
It feels like, going back to the band metaphor, every episode is an album.
Yeah.
Every episode is an album. And like, hey, we're trying something out this time, we're doing something different, and like we're keeping the fucking tone of the band, but it's like we're trying a concept album or whatever the fuck. But we'll definitely be sticking to Southeast LA for the at least foreseeable future. We're going to be doing just these cities here. I mean, it's a convenient drive. Part of the difficulty is like of not having time is like, fuck, Calabasas is like fucking hour each way, and I'm like, nah. Like right here, it's boom, boom, boom. Hey, we didn't get the exterior of fucking this place, so let's just go grab it real quick. And it's a lot easier. So we'll be starting around here. I don't know, maybe Vernon, maybe Paramount.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be
Santa Fe Springs.
Maybe. That's cool. It's cool, again, that you're bringing up the education, because, you know, one last point here is, like, when I was growing up, I had brought up the whole thing, like, people just leave and they kind of downplay that where they're coming from. Like, there's also, like, this disconnect that you have with your city because you don't really know the history of it until you start figuring out what was going on here. Like, oh, shit, hey, that place over there fucking held this, you know, this going on. Or, you know, whatever the backstory is. Like, at that point, it gives you that new value, like, that new appreciation, you know? And that's fucking cool, guys. So, thank you guys for the work that you do. And, I'm excited to keep seeing the new episodes come out, and I'm sure people are as well.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
We're having a blast. Yeah, thanks
thank
for
you,
having
Hector,
us on,
too. You're the shit, dude.
Of course, baby. Love working with you. Man. This is it.
If people want to find your show, where can the people, what platforms is that on?
Instagram and TikTok. We put the clips, short cuts of the thing, and then the full episodes are on Facebook, which is fucking
Instagram as well. Instagram, YouTube.
That's right.
Yeah, and, so everything YouTube. Is the Arrogant Observer Show. Or Arrogant Observer Show, I'm sorry. Arrogant Observer Show. Yeah, so it should be on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and
MySpace.
Facebook.
MySpace? Imagine we had it going. We were bumping it on MySpace.
Dude, that's a good call. Throwback right there. Yeah. But again, thank you guys for coming out, and then we'll see you around.
Awesome.
Peace.
Thank you.
Good night. Love you, Mom.